This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Monday morning. Welcome in. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins is live. You're only going to hear him on G&D. That's coming up in 58 minutes at 11. We'll ask him whatever you guys want us to ask him. A couple people have said you want us to ask about not taking shots down the field in the fourth quarter in the driving rain. We could do that. You want to ask him about the lack of involvement for Josh Doctson. We could do that as well. Cousins at 11 today on Grant and Danny. Skins play the Cowboys. Skins lose to the Cowboys. 33-19 final. Third time this season they give up a touchdown for a opposing defense in the final minute to make a close game look worse than it was. It was a one-possession game. They had the football with a minute left on a day where they didn't have double-digit starters. A lot of different directions to go in off the top here, Danny. I would like to begin the show with a quick lesson.
Please.
Occasionally, this was many, many years ago when I was a pupil in King George at King George, either middle or high school. You'd walk into a classroom, and the teacher would have written something on the board, a definition of a word perhaps. And that definition, whatever they wrote on the board, was going to be used for that day's lesson.
Okay.
Okay? To familiarize you with something. I'm going to give you two definitions to start the show today that I think are going to best help get you through these 4 hours with us.
All right.
Okay? The first definition I'll provide for you is the word excuse.
Excuse.
The word excuse is a verb. It is an attempt to lessen the blame attaching to a fault or an offense. It's an excuse when you seek to defend or justify. Okay, there's a negative connotation with excuse because you make an excuse for someone. You don't put enough blame on them, okay? The next definition I'm going to give you, there's only two, so that's excuse.
Mm-hmm.
This definition is explanation.
Explanation.
Explanation is a noun. This is a thing. It's a statement or an account that makes something clear. It is not an excuse to tell you that the Redskins should not have beaten the Cowboys yesterday. It is not an excuse to tell you that they were just too injured and too banged up to have put up the fight necessary to have been better than a superior team in the division. It is an explanation. And Danny, this was no one's fault. There is no one to blame. This may not make great talk radio to come on today and say, yesterday happened. No head should roll. I'm not mad at Jay Gruden. I'm not mad at Jamison Crowder. I'm not mad at Josh Norman. There's no one I'm mad at. I'm not mad at Kirk Cousins. The explanation is Dallas, when it's 72 and sunny, is probably a little bit better than you. You may win that game because they didn't play well, but it wasn't, and you weren't healthy enough. That's an explanation.
Yeah, that wasn't 72 and sunny yesterday, I'll tell you that. I do have some anger, and your point is well seen. It's correct. Everybody who has an agenda comes in this morning and wants Jay Gruden fired because of yesterday or wants Kirk Cousins out of here because of yesterday. I don't get that. Look at what happened. I do have some anger, though, and here's where my anger lies. And it's not a scheme thing or a dynamic thing. I can't help but think how little they're getting out of their draft picks over these last few years. That's what bothered me the most yesterday. Now, JP this morning on the Junkies for however many hours is basically saying everybody has injuries and they don't affect you and whatever else are not supposed to affect you. I didn't really understand what his point was. But I know this. In good organizations, when things are done correctly, things are done well, there is some degree of next man up. You can't deal with not having seven of your top eight offensive linemen and expect to have the entire playbook at your disposal. Kirk Cousins introduced himself to a lineman in the locker room that was on the roster. He met him in the locker room. I want you to think about that. He met the guy Sunday morning. Now, that guy wasn't counted upon, thankfully, in this game, but goodness gracious.
He was one injury away from being on the field at the end of the game.
One slip on a banana peel away from it. So what's supposed to happen is when your guy, your free agent goes out or your star goes out, the next guy up is supposed to be someone from the interior, somebody that you drafted. Jonathan Allen was having a great season. He got himself hurt. Where's Ryan Anderson? Where is Sua Cravens? Where is, you can sort of run down the list of guys that are supposed to be coming in here and helping things out. Where's Samaje Perine, carryless for the last couple of games? What frustrates me so much is They're not good. They're not able to overcome these injuries. The injuries, that's why yesterday happened. That's why. That's why they looked the way that they looked. What frustrates me is there's no alternative, and we're sort of looking around going, oh, well, I don't want it to be a well. But it is a well because of the state of the union, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
That's where I'm frustrated.
Yeah, I think the Redskins, if healthy, might even be a hair better than I thought they were going to be coming into the year, to be completely honest with you. I picked them to go 7-9. I feel like if they could have stayed mostly healthy, no team is completely healthy, but if you could get through the season with, let's say, one or two injuries on the offensive line, not four, with a couple of big injuries on defense, not four or five at a time, then maybe they get to 9-7. They're probably in that 8-8 boat, like so many other teams in a fairly mediocre NFL right now. But when you are sitting, rowing down the waters in the 8-8, 9-7 boat, you can't lose double-digit starters. You can't lose an entire offensive line and win. It's just not realistic. Now, if you want to be a tough guy and stick your chest out and tell me, next man up, the good teams do it, you can do that. And I hope you're louder than me when you do it, because you probably will be. I don't have the energy for that. I'm too old, I guess. I don't know. I can't deal in these false realities of that nothing matters, that Tyler Catalina, just because he wants to, is supposed to somehow replace a Pro Bowler in Brandon Scherff.
He played left tackle and right guard yesterday, Catalina did.
That T.J. Clemmings, who, and this, I don't want to disrespect T.J. Clemmings, but really? That T.J. Clemmings out in front of a screen is supposed to give me similar production, not to Trent Williams, who's an all-pro caliber player, but to even Ty Nsekhe, who's hurt. What are we talking about here? You couldn't practice on Wednesday. I'm mad, too, and I'm frustrated, too, because it had to be this way.
Right.
Very decent sports.
And I hate the Cowboys.
They went from, instead of being up 9 points on that field goal attempt, being down a point on a 10-point swing. Of course, this was the game where you have the special teams fiasco.
Multiple.
Not just a blocked field goal, by the way. How about a missed extra point? How about a lost fumble on a kick return by your MVP this season, Chris Thompson, who has been absolutely reliable start to finish this year? If you don't have special teams collapses, you may still win this game.
So
the Cowboys were terrible, I thought. Stop telling me Tyron Smith's the best tackle in football, by the way. He had an awful game. Dak Prescott was just a guy yesterday. He didn't do anything. He didn't make any plays down the field. He got outplayed for 3-plus quarters by Kirk Cousins. And it was the Ezekiel Elliott show. And if that guy gets suspended, you listening to me, Cowboys fan, you're cooked. You're 500 degrees baking in the oven. You are done if he gets suspended. 150 yards yesterday. That was all you had. Hand the ball off to him. Let him run for 6 or 7 behind the best line in football. The Redskins just giving up yards and gashes. Prescott couldn't make a play, couldn't make a throw to save his life. The Cowboys were not any good. The Redskins just aren't that good.
Didn't have anything.
When they're healthy. And you take that and you say, okay, if you're a C team normally, well, today you're going to be a D.
My frustration comes, and I think you said this, they're, despite everything, they still had chances. If you're going to punch above your weight class, you've got to be perfect. And the Redskins weren't. You had another, this is all four losses, they've had this situation where they've had the ball to end the first half, had a chance to go do something, and of course they squander it, and they had the ball to start the second half this time because they won the coin toss to start the game, squander it. Dallas goes on that 16-0 run starting with that blocked field goal. If you're just normal, if you just behave normally and go 3-and-out and punt when Chris Thompson fumbles that kickoff, you don't give up points right there. If you just, you know, miss the field goal, you don't give up a touchdown 2 plays later on a Zeke Elliott plunge. If you're just normal, you go into halftime with a lead, then who knows? You were probably going to lose that game kind of no matter what, no matter which way the thing went down, but you took yourself out of it. You took yourself out of it with, oh my God, are you flipping kidding me mistakes. And that wasn't injury stuff. The blocked field goal had nothing to do with injuries. The Chris Thompson kick return had nothing to do with injuries. The fact that you couldn't mount any comebacks had to do with injuries. The fact that Jay Gruden's looking at his play sheet going, well, we certainly can't run it. Our running backs are averaging 2.5 yards a carry, and that's generous because Chris Thompson ripped off a huge run of draw.
What did you have going for you yesterday, by the way? You had no running game. Your outside wide receivers were not catching the football and not open. Both had a combined more drops than receptions yesterday, for the record.
And you can't throw anything to them because you can't take any time. You can't have Kirk Cousins drop back, pat the football a couple times. He's going to get himself beheaded.
They had a plan that I actually really liked that was very successful at the start of the game, for the record, when they came out with multiple tight ends in their Trey personnel, and they went basically spread five wides. The wides, I'll use air quotes, were running backs, tight ends, and a couple receivers. It worked.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was going to work. And then you lose Niles Paul. So now you can't do the three tight end thing to have their extra linebackers on the field to spread them out. Well, that's fine. You still got Vernon Davis and Jordan Reed. Then you lose Jordan Reed. Now you've got one tight end, an offensive line made out of guys who were selling beers in the first quarter. What were you supposed to do?
There's nothing you can call on that laminated play sheet. Nothing makes sense at that point. Because, again, your outside receivers are productionless and gameless at this stage. Congrats to Josh Doxson. He got himself, I believe, in a tie, multi-way tie for 192nd in the NFL with 8 receptions. I'm tired of how bad their outside receivers are. This is a huge issue. You can't run it, and you can't throw it deep to people. Pretty soon, people got you figured out, and now they're figured out, and you've got no healthy offensive linemen. This is dire straits, man. People need to realize
they're in a bad spot.
This is a bad spot.
It's not getting easier. The Cardinals and the Colts are not on the schedule next week. You're going to Seattle to play the Seahawks. That's what's happening next. And you may still not have any of those offensive linemen back for all we know. Let's give out a couple of game balls to guys who played hard and played well yesterday. And let's give out some gassers to the worst performers of a Sunday loss to the Cowboys. We'll open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines for the first time on the show next. Want to hear from you guys, your opening thoughts on a bad loss at home in the division, now 0-3 against the East. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Who gets your game ball? Who gets your gasser? Cousins at 11. We're Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.